Now, this is the gentleman who is in trouble today. In fact, has been arrested. You talk about a hothead. He didn't want anybody parking near his trailer. He lives next to an adjacent lot in Mississippi. His name is Jason Curl. And oftentimes, people do use the parking area next to his trailer, which is permitted. You can use it.
So it's not it's not Jason's property.
Not his property, but there are a lot of cars out there from time to time. So he put signs out that say no parking. And the city comes by and says, Jason,
we talked about this.
You've got to take out down that sign. People are allowed to park here. But this time he went too far because he put out a sign and booby-trapped it. Says no parking, but he booby-trapped it with razor blades poking out of the sign.
You try to move it.
Right.
You get injured.
So an unidentified woman went up to it, tried to move it, and cut her right hand.
Ugh.
So she raced to the only place she could, a bait shop across the street from his trailer. She went inside and said to Jason Jennings, who was working at the bait shop, I'm cut.
I mean, it was just a small cut on the side of her hand. Wasn't gushing or anything, but it was a cut. It cut her good.
Right, got her. It wasn't gushing blood.
Okay.
All right, but
she put her hand in the bloodworm tank there.
That's right. He said great fishing in the area after.
Oh, you tried to move a sign, didn't you?
And? Oh, you cut your hand. I see. Well, she needed some assistance.
She was asking for a cloth or something to clean it off. So I proceeded to get her one, and she was very distraught, upset about something.
I don't know what's going on.
I think he seems a little... It sounds like the man at the bait shop thinks the woman was overreacting.
Yeah,
based on his tone.
Just I got, bro.
Hold on now. Let me shake the fish scales off this towel. There you go.
It was a small cut, and yeah. She was distraught.
You wouldn't like she's gushing or nothing.
I proceeded to get her a paper towel.
Well, wait a minute. Let's see if it... Apparently...
Does he change his tone?
He told her the story.
She said she grabbed a sign or something and said it cut her. That's all I knew.
I don't know anything about it. What am I going to do? Come on. And then they say, can you believe somebody put razor blades on his sign?
I don't know. I don't get why people would do stuff like that. That's crazy.
It's crazy, man.
Well, so, that part's accurate.
Yeah. You can get these minnows or what? Let's go. You can hear the
hum of the tanks.
Tanks behind him. Yeah,
that's like Biggie's oxygen.
Yes, that's right.
That he refuses to use.
Yeah, they told him to use oxygen or something. I don't know.
I'm scared of it.
It's something he's scared of. He thinks it's going to blow up. That was live from the Skymark Bake Shop in Oxford, Mississippi.
Huh?
And she had stopped there trying to park for a different location. And the guy had put razor blades facing out so that it would cut your hand if you...
Well, booby trapping is illegal if our attorney has told us anything.
Correct. He has been arrested and is in jail as of now. They are awaiting now charges and trial. What would that be? Just some sort of, I don't know what the charge would
be.
But nonetheless, he's going to be in jail for some time.
Malicious wounding?
Perhaps.
I just made that up.
Perhaps. I mean, sure enough, she was maliciously wounded, but not gushing or nothing like that. You know, it was not that big a deal. The other story of this complete opposite now, this guy, did you see the video when he jumped off the roller coaster? I thought he was going to be a nut because he was on a roller coaster video now of him at an amusement park in Arizona. I saw this on the news 4 or 5 days ago. And there's video of him getting out of the roller coaster as it's going up a hill before a big drop.
The first climb.
Mm-hmm. And he got off the roller coaster and went to the stairs. And I thought, well, this guy's doing this for TikTok or social media or something. No, his lap bar had released as it was going up the hill. He heard it go clunk, and it was no longer fastened.
Huh.
And so he says that he immediately tried to judge, am I better off just going through this and holding it down or trying to jump off as it's going up? And he determined he's going to jump off, and he made it to the emergency staircase at the very peak of the hill before it did the big drop.
If you're on the other car around him, the other little cars around him, are you freaking out too?
I would be panicked.
100% yes.
This is the guy.
It was just adrenaline, and I didn't want to die that day. I heard a click noise that was different from the chain taking us up the hill, and I checked my lap bar, and it released. It could have been one of the 11-year-olds. Could have been somebody older, not as agile, right?
So no one else on this ride had the same thing.
No, they went through with the ride and it was safe. Then, of course, they stopped the roller coaster and shut it down for the day. But this guy was able to get to those emergency stairs and get off. Now, that's my daughter's worst fear. I have to say.
You see him up there on the big staircase.
Oh, yeah. I think sometimes when it gets stuck, they make you, occasionally.
Gotta walk down.
Yes. Gotta walk down. But when you see something like that now, and you know what happened to me when I was larger, and they had to try to buckle me in, and they called those two teenagers over. You remember this.
To push until they clicked.
Yeah.
My son was only about six at the time. We went off to our amusement park near here, Carowinds, and we were on one of the rides that was, good for a six-year-old. I mean, scary for a six-year-old, but really adults was okay. It was like the Gold Rush ride,
Mm-hmm.
And I was in it and couldn't get it to fasten over me. It was one of those that goes over your shoulders. And they were like, all right, we're ready. And I raised my hand and said, excuse me.
I'm not harnessed.
Mm-hmm. So they sent two teens to lean in as much as they could and press and squeeze. And finally, think. And they were like,
go.
Move it.
Do you ever see the Triple Crown horse races when the horses don't want to go into the starting
yes.
gate?
Yes, what it's like.
And they take like three or four of those little hands out
that's
there.
That's right.
Shove the animal.
Shove it in. That's what it was
and
like.
And as soon as they close the gate, they ring the bell.
Go, 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 go.
You know what I've always pictured it as?
Ugh.
Like when a ship is flooding. And they're running through the bottom. They get to a door and they have to shut it with the rushing water coming at them.
Yes.
And everybody has to put their weight on it, like, yeah.
Scared to death.
That's how I pictured it.
Yes. I was scared.
Shaking.
To death. Two or three 16-year-olds were leaning into me and I'm squeezed out like a sausage from all over it. And finally, we hear the click, dink. And
was that one of the rides that takes your picture as you go through?
Yes, and that was.
Are you tugging at your midsection?
Of course. Yes. That was really. I was. That was a difficult ride. So I can only imagine what this man went through. I may have made the other decision and tried to stay in. God, that's tough.
Yeah, but if
it's got a loop.
If there's a loop,
that's the thing
dead.
Is, yeah.
Or even just a hill, like an up, down.
But I've always heard if it's a loop, like it's the going so
gravity
fast, it'll
keeps
hold
you in.
You're probably
yeah.
safer in a loop.
God. I tell you, the drop itself, a lot of times you come
you
a little bit
lift.
Out of your seat
yeah.
no matter what. That is scary. They said he did the right thing. And he was able to get out.
Woo.
So lucky.